title this morning, if you are a note taker, is Accepted and Chosen by God. Accepted and Chosen by God. It's already February 10th. Half the month is gone. I can't believe where time is going. Time is flying while we're having fun. And this morning I just want to discuss with you just a little bit about what God has done for us and how He's accepted you and He's chosen you. And you got to understand that He chose you first. He chose you first. We chose Him second because we were jacked up and messed up and our lives weren't good. And then we finally found a Savior. Amen. But He chose us first right from the beginning. And I know that this week, I believe it's Thursday, we celebrate Valentine's Day. Think about that. And as I was starting to think about that, God was sharing me that was a day that someone who loves you says, I accept you. I choose to put up with your ignorance, your stupidity, your shortcomings. I just love you just the way you are. It might be our wives. It might be a boyfriend, a girlfriend. They accept you as you are, and we celebrate Valentine's Day. It's just a time to say, hey, I love you. I appreciate just who you are, just the way you are. And God accepts you just the way you are. But sometimes, though, in the world that we live in, we're rejected by people, even those close to us. Sometimes we're rejected by family members, and we're offended or hurt by what they say or what they've done. And when you feel you're not accepted, you become frustrated. Sometimes you become angry. And then rejection comes, and you leave frustrated, and then you get upset. But I got good news for you this morning. Amen? That God wants you to know that Jesus Christ has made it possible for all of us to receive acceptance and love. Knowing that you're accepted by God gives us renewed confidence and security. It gives you a new boldness to know that you got somebody on your side. Isn't it good to feel like you got somebody on your side? There are so many times, when we were starting the ministry, I felt like we were just so alone. But it's nice to have somebody on your side. Amen. See, we have been chosen by God. Say that this morning. I've been chosen by God. Touch your other neighbor. Say, I've been chosen of God. See, we're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. Touch your neighbor. Says, I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus. So that means you're connected. You're part of the family. That you've been accepted and chosen. I don't know about you, but I look at people that adopt children. They make a choice to accept somebody else's responsibility and make them their own. They made a choice. Think about Jesus. He adopted us in. He chose us. He said, hey, I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. I don't care the color of their skin. I don't care the nature of their walk. I assume and I take and I trust and I'm going to take that person and adopt them in. Why? Because He makes the choice to love us unconditionally. He chose us. He accepted us even when we were not acceptable. Everybody loves to be accepted. And this morning I just want to share the word with you about being accepted and chosen by God. If we'll just take a minute and stand for the reading of the word. We're going to look in Ephesians 1, chapter 1 in Ephesians, verses 2 through 6, I believe it is. And this is the New Living Translation. And I believe that you're going to get something this morning. Ephesians 1, verse 2 says, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. All praise, not some praise, a little bit of praise, but he says, all praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in a few spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. I'm going to talk about that. You might want to underline every spiritual blessing in your Bible. And in verse 4 it says, even before He made the world, God loved us and He chose us. See, before you were even thought of in your mom and dad getting hooked up, He already thought about you. He says, even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. Not man's eyes, God's eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us into Himself through Christ Jesus. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. Heavenly Father, let us open our spiritual ears to hear what You're about to say. Lord God, let us take it to a whole nother level. And Lord God, as we go, Lord God, and hear Your word today, let it be deposited in our hearts, because what's in our hearts, Lord God, our mouth speaks forth. Allow us, Lord God, to hear Your word this morning. Lord God, let it, Lord God, just be soothing to our spirit today. And Lord God, let us just not hear, but let us be doers of Your word. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. You can be seated if you can. You're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because you're united with Christ. You are blessed in every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. Well, Pastor, they don't do me no good on earth. But see, the Bible says that you can have heaven on earth. You have to pull those things from the spiritual realm and put them onto the earthly realm. So if I'm a believer in Christ Jesus, I've already been accepted and chosen of God, and every spiritual blessing is in the heavenly realm, all I got to do is stay in tune with what God's saying and pull those things down from the heavenly and bring them down to the earthly realm. Amen? Because it says, before He even made the world, He loved you, He chose you. And it says in verse 5, God decided in advance to adopt you into His own family and bring you in there with Jesus. In other words, your brother is Jesus. He decided to adopt you, and He decided to make a choice that no longer do you participate in the things of the world, but you're mine. We're all in the same family. And He said that He did this because it gave Him great pleasure. He created us because He loved us, and it gave Him great pleasure. So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about accepted and chosen by God. And I want you to get some of these principles this morning, because sometimes we walk around and say, man, I just don't feel accepted. Sometimes things aren't working out right. Sometimes, I don't know if God's with me. But He's with you. Amen. See, we're chosen by God before the foundation of the world. Shout this morning, I've been chosen and accepted by God. Amen. See, without Jesus, we could not approach Him. We could not approach God. It made it possible for us to go directly to Him and receive answers for our prayers. We gain access to the Father through Jesus. Now, I want you to get this morning. Because God, we know, loves everybody. He loves everybody. But not everybody will receive His acceptance, because it comes through receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. God loves everybody. I love it. I say, well, God, you know, God don't love me. God loves everybody. But not everybody will receive acceptance from God because they don't receive Jesus. If you deny Jesus, you deny God. It takes you out of the game. And what God wants to do is He wants you to be in the game. He wants you to participate. He wants your life blessed. He wants you to get it done through the Son. But not everybody will receive Him or accept Him. So this morning, don't squander what God's given you. God wants me to tell you that He wants to make sure you don't squander what He's given you. Open up today and receive all that He has for you. Accept where God has put you today and know that He's got something even bigger and better in store for you. So we got to understand that God accepted us right where we were. He accepted me when I was smoking dope and drinking booze. He accepted me when I was being a jerk, when I was arrogant, conceited, and cocky. God accepted me right where I was. The only thing I didn't do is I hadn't received Jesus as Lord and Savior. So I was disqualified until I got a Savior. Amen. This morning, you need to step out in faith in order to step out into your destiny of God. Let me say that again. You need to step out in faith in order to step out in your destiny of God. Why do I say that? Because a lot of times we're waiting on God and God's been waiting on you. You already have been accepted. You've already have been chosen. You already have been adopted into the things of God. And all he's saying is, now that you're my son, you're my daughter, you have the keys to the kingdom. As my daughter last week got her permit to drive a car, she now has been accepted that by man that she can drive a car and learn to drive. But she knows daddy's got the keys. But whatever's mine is hers. So she steps out in faith every day. Daddy, daddy, daddy. I need this, I need that, I need this. So you need to understand, you need to step out in faith. God has already predestined you. He's already determined that you're going to be successful. I read the end of the book in Revelation. You win. You win. Take a look at Luke 4:18 this morning in the New King James Version. Luke 4:18 says it this way. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." When Jesus spoke this scripture, he was reading from the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament, and he was telling people of the day of salvation, and that he was going to be the one, amen, that you could go to. No longer did you have to worry about going through a priest or going to a confessional anymore, that you can go have direct access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When Jesus spoke this, what he was saying is that with salvation will come healing and deliverance, and all kinds of great things would happen, and Jesus was stating his purpose. This morning, what's your purpose? What has God placed in you? What has God put in you? You've already been accepted. You already have been chosen. You already have been adopted into God. What is your purpose in life? You know what it is. God's placed it in you. All you have to do is go do it. You just got to step out in faith. I got to take that big plunge. Oh, Pastor, it might be hard. I don't know where I'm going, but let God direct you. The righteous man's steps are what? Ordered of God. So if you just step out in the things of God, he will lead you, he'll guide you, he'll direct you, he'll take you to wherever you need to go. Amen? See, Jesus was trying to make it clear to the people that they could come directly to him with their illness and their problems. That he would accept them right where they were in their walk with God. That was good news for me. Amen? Now, I was born and raised a Catholic boy, and I'm not knocking the Catholic religion, but I had to go to the priest to ask for my forgiveness, and he would go to God, and then I had to do 4,000 Hail Marys and 400 Our Fathers because I was a big sinner when I was young. Amen? I'm sorry, Pastor or Father. I lied and I stole bubble gum from the store and I lied to my mama and I did this and he had a long he'd say, "Son, man, I need you to do this and I need you to do that and you need to change your ways." But thank God I don't have to go no longer to a priest. I just go to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't have to take a middleman. I don't have to go. I don't have to take that secondary step. I just go right to God. Why? Because he's my Father. I got direct access. And see, the people of the Old Covenant back then had a priest they had to go to on their behalf. And the priest would meet God's requirements of purity and holiness. But praise God for today, we're under a new dispensation that we have grace and favor. We can go to God directly. Why? Because we have been accepted. And we have been chosen. And we have been adopted into Christ. Amen. And being in that area that God's given us grace and favor, we can just go to him. In other words, we can now step out of our comfort zone and step into our destiny. What does that mean? everything that's placed before you, you can just step out in faith and know that God's going to meet you there. Amen? God wants to meet you right where you're at. You've already been accepted. See, that's the thing. Some of us don't think we've been accepted of God. Some of us say, I just don't know if he loves me. I don't know if he trusts me. The Bible says it clear. Man, I think about what Jesus said here, that when he came, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Holy Spirit is upon you. Amen? Because he's anointed you. And he's told you to go preach the gospel to the poor. Now, the poor just aren't the ones that don't have anything. There's a lot of people with poor mindsets. There's a lot of people that don't think that God's already accepted them, that God's chosen them. God's saying, I'm going to clear up your mindset. I'm going to fix some of your wrong thinking. He says, and he was sent, and what he did is he sent you and me to help and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty of the captives, to recover the sight to the blind, to those that are oppressed and depressed. We're supposed to be the Jesus in their life. We're supposed to be that mouthpiece. We're the ones that say, God loves you just where you're at. But we need to step out. See, you've already been accepted and chosen of God. You already know that. What you need to do is go tell somebody else about that. Amen? When I meet people, I do not go and I don't beat them up about the Bible. I hate to even tell them I'm a pastor because it scares them. Uh-oh, he's a pastor. He's going to probably start preaching word to me. And he's going to start, say, thus saith the Lord. And no. Oh, he's going to judge me. I'm not judgmental. I know that. I don't want to judge you because if I had to be judged by that same thing, I'm in trouble. Amen? Now is the time. You've already been accepted. God wants you to go out and get it done. There's no more excuses for us. There's no more holding back. When you have been accepted by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when you know that you're an heir and a joint heir with Jesus, when you know that you're the head, not the tail, you're above and not beneath, you're blessed coming in and you're more blessed going out, when you know that you've been chosen, it gives you a little advantage over somebody who doesn't know that. You're not arrogant, you're not conceited, but you can walk with a little flair that I got someone who's backing me. I got somebody more powerful than Bill Gates or Donald Trump. I got somebody who has the whole world in his hands. Amen. My elder brother is Jesus. So you got to make this stuff personal. You got to understand who's on your side. Take a look at Isaiah 49, verses 8 through 12. Isaiah 49, Old Testament, verses 8 through 12. I want to read this out of the Message translation because I think it helps us understand a little bit better. The Message translation, Isaiah 49, 8 through 12, says this. God also says, when the time's ripe, I will answer you. When victory's due, I help you. I form you and use you to reconnect the people with me. Let me stop there. Jesus is not walking this earth today, but he's left us the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells inside of us. And he wants you and me to reconnect people to him through your testimony. He says, and he continues, he says, to put the land in order, to resettle families on the ruined properties. I tell prisoners, come on out. You're free. And those huddled in fear, it's all right, it's safe now. There'll be food stands along the roads, picnics on the roadside, nobody hungry, nobody thirsty, shade from the sun, shelter from the wind, for the compassionate one, Jesus, guides them, takes them to the best springs. I'll make all the mountains and the roads turn them into superhighways. Look, these coming from far countries and those out of the north, these streaming in from the west, and those from all the way down the Nile. So you got to understand this morning, now is the time. You already have the victory. You have been placed in God's hand for this time to be used to reconnect the people. Now is the time. You have been accepted by God. But Pastor, I fall short. So do I. But you have been accepted. You have been accepted by God. We're part of the new covenant. That means we have a personal relationship with Him. When I tell people, I don't tell them about church, I don't talk about religion because I'm not religious. It's about relationship. Relationships are important. In business, relationships are key. The relationships I have in business allows me to be successful. Amen? But how much more successful will I be if I have a relationship with Christ? You've already been accepted. You already have been chosen. But there are many that haven't got to know Jesus yet. And it's our responsibility to reconnect them, to get them dialed in, to walk like Christ, be like Christ, and then what they'll do is they'll begin to follow Christ. Amen? Take a look at 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. I'll close with that scripture. Because I only have three closings tonight, this morning. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:2. In New King James Version. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't wait. Start telling your friends about Jesus. You want to get your sphere of influence, amen, and talk to people about Christ. They need to know they've been accepted. All they got to do is receive Him. God's already laid it out for them. God's already got it perfect for them. All they got to do is just receive Jesus. We have access to His grace by faith. It's only through Jesus and His Word. You're not going to get to the Father by doing 10 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers. You're not going to get to God by doing just great deeds. It's going to be by grace and mercy. And if you know that you've been accepted by God, if you know that you've been chosen, you've been adopted in, that means He made a choice to accept us just the way we were. Please understand that Satan wants to remind you of things that you've done wrong. And he wants to get you in doubt, and he wants to get you in fear, and he wants you to know that and get you upside down and say, well, God doesn't love you. He doesn't accept you. See, you made this mistake, so He can't accept you no more. That's a lie. No matter how far you've gone in sin, no matter how bad you were, God still accepts you. God's acceptance is not based upon your performance. When you do sin or miss the mark, you sometimes lose confidence. The key is sin less. The less you sin, the more confident you become. And then when you call upon God, He shows up. Amen? I mean, I know what I was like. I wasn't a nice person. Although I was raised in a great home by two loving parents. Still married 50-some years later. Was given a good example to go out and get it done and go work and do all that. But I still had a choice to make. I might have been accepted. I might have been chosen. But it doesn't mean that I was going to get all that God's called me to get if I chose not to choose Him. I chose the world's way. I did it God, I didn't do it God's way. I did it the devil's way. And I had some success with it. I did. I had assets of millions of dollars before I was 25 years old. Had Corvettes, had nice, cool trucks and cars and vacations. And had it all in the world's eyes. Still accepted by God, still chosen and adopted by God, but didn't really receive Him. Living hard life, partying, smoking, doping, doing, hanging with the girls. Come on now. I was still accepted. I was still loved. I was still chosen. The whole time God's saying, I love you, son. Getting in that car drunk and should have been killed in a car accident, but God just steered me clear out of that. Wanted to give me another chance. Could have been, should have been, but God. Sinning, lying, cheating, but God. Sick and dying, but God. He still accepted me right where I was. He still chose me. He still adopted me in, but I had to receive Him. I had the keys to the kingdom, but I didn't know how to access it. All that was waiting behind door number one. Old Monty Hall, door number one, door number two, or door number three. Pick one. Already accepted. Already chosen. He had a plan and a course, but He said, just go ahead. You want to wallow with the pigs for a while? Go ahead. You're just delaying your destiny. This morning you've been chosen by God. You've been handpicked. You've been set aside to do great things in Christ. Do you believe that this morning? Shout amen. God has created you in His image. And I'm thinking, He didn't make no mistakes with Himself. He ain't going to make no mistakes with you. He created you the way you are to worship Him. Although God loves everyone, not everyone will receive His acceptance because it comes through receiving Jesus. See, I had everything good up to the point about that receiving Jesus thing. Yeah, I was a good boy. I thought. I help out needy people. Sure. I took some of that dope money that I sold and gave it to a homeless guy and laid $100 on it so he could go out and get drunk, smoke cigarettes. I thought I was doing what's right. But I wasn't going to be accepted until I received His Son. There's no other way to get to God but through His Son. Right? Going to do 15 things and 8 great things, and you have to go through His Son. So many will miss the mark and reject Jesus and fail to have eternal life. I was almost hell-bound until I received Him. But once I received Him, it wasn't a quick change around. It wasn't everything got better. Matter of fact, it was good for about 30 days and then everything got real bad. I was on that 30-day high of, oh, I got saved. I'm set free. I feel so good. The devil can't touch this. Well, remember the old sowing of the seed you did? Well, harvest time was coming. And the devil multiplied the harvest real quick. But you need to step out in faith in order to step out into your destiny. You need to step out where God has called you to do and be. But Pastor, I don't have the finances. God will provide. I have this dream. I hope it's so big that you can't do it yourself because you're going to need somebody. You're going to need a partner. that you're an heir and a joint heir with. Amen. You need to step out of your comfort zone. God keeps on showing me. You've got to step out of your comfort zone and step into your anointing. God has called you to do certain things. God has placed some things in your spirit that you need to go do. And you've been fighting it because you haven't figured, well, God has already accepted you. God has chosen you. If God has accepted you and chosen you, there's greatness inside of you. And he wants you to tap into it. You have been accepted and chosen of God. Now is the time. Not next week, not next month. Well, I'm thinking about maybe next year, Pastor. Now is the time. Here is the place. You need to step out and experience your dreams and see the plans that God wants to unfold for your life. God wants to bless you. God wants to increase you. It's early enough in 2013 that he can complete some things that haven't been completed yet. There's some favor that's just around the corner. There's some things God wants to do specifically for you. But you got to know you're accepted. See, a lot of us sitting here and we say, well, I know God loves me. Yeah, but do you really know he loves you? Yeah, I know. Do you really know that your elder brother didn't have to come to this earth just to die? But he loved you. He cares about you. He didn't know me, but he knows me now. What do you mean he didn't know me? Well, you know, you don't want to hang around people that wallow with the pigs. But when I received him, I got accepted into the family. Even with my junk in my trunk that I carried around. He accepted me when I was a hypocrite. He accepted me when I wasn't doing the right things. And the whole time he's saying, brother, it's going to cause you pain. I love you, though. Come on. Come on. This morning you have large dreams. Don't waste them. Go out and do what God's called you to do. Understand who you are in Christ. Understand that you've been accepted. Not by just someone, but the creator of the universe. You got someone that loves you. Someone that thought about you before he even made the world. For this time. To make an impact in this generation and generations to follow. I thank him for that. I don't have to no longer go to a man and say, hey, I messed up and get in a confessional. No, no, no. I just go to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, I'm sorry I offended you. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I messed up. Please forgive me, and it's forgotten. Get back on that. Remember when you first learned to drive a bike? How you fell? First you had training wheels, and then you're getting so fast on training wheels, you flew off. And mom and dad said, well, go. Now we're going to take the training wheels off, and you're going to ride that bike, and you go down, and you know, bike would be shaking, and you wipe out. And they'd say, what did they say? Get back on it. Try again. Try until you mastered it. I don't know about you, if you ever watched the show Norbit? Okay. Norbert had to learn how to drive a bike, and he was an older gentleman. And by the end of the show, he could drive the bike, and it saved him. He had to get somewhere across town and fix something up. But he didn't know how to drive a bike, and he would drive the bike and fall, and drive the bike and fall, and drive the bike and fall. And he kept on getting back on. And that's what God's telling you. You already accepted. I haven't forgotten about you. I still love you. You've been chosen. Amen. This morning, we just got to get that in our spirit this morning. that we've been accepted. Today is the acceptable time of the Lord. Now is the time for God's salvation to work in us and through us. We have to understand. We have to place this in our spirit man this morning. You got to do whatever it takes to finish strong. Oh, Pastor, that's hard. Yeah, but you've been accepted and chosen of God. You will finish strong. It says it in the Bible. He has the victory. You have the victory in Christ Jesus. This morning, before we go, we're going to worship God. And I'm going to come up and we're going to do an altar call following the worship. And I just want you to worship Him and allow Him to speak into your life. And just worship Him knowing that you've been accepted. That you've been chosen. That God has adopted you in. He picked you. He picked me. Are you sure you want to pick? He picked me. Even with my messed up craziness. I know all you guys are perfect and saints. But He had to use the chief sinner. I know y'all are all like angels and you never did anything wrong. And, you know,
well, I know He's not talking to me because I never smoked dope. I never drank. I never caroused around with people.
Maybe you didn't. Thank God. But you're still a sinner. Saved by God's grace. He still accepted you when you rejected Him. I rejected Him for like 25 years of my life. I was a good kid. I was an altar boy, for God's sake. I went to church on Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning and went to breakfast with the priest. Come on. But I was still going to hell because I didn't receive Him. I didn't accept Jesus. That religion stuff is crazy. I don't like religion. I like relationship. I got a good relationship with my wife, a good relationship with my kids, a good relationship with my parents, but the greatest relationship is the one with God. Everything, all those other relationships might have some defects in it, but the one with God, it better be good. Because I want it to flow. I don't want any blockage. I know I've been accepted. I know if I sin, and I don't mean to sin, or I might get upset and use a curse word at somebody who really deserves it, but still don't deserve it, that I can go to Him and ask Him to forgive me. Why? Because I know I'm still chosen. I don't get disqualified. And the devil will use everything he can. See? You call yourself a pastor and you got mad at those people. Jesus got mad too. When I see stupidity, it drives me. When I see a potential in somebody and they can be all that God's called them to be and they sit on it, it angers me because I know there's so much greater things that God has for you. It's almost like you have a talent and you sit on it and then everybody else misses out on the blessing of the talent that you have. So this morning when we get ready for worship, I want you to worship Him like you never worshiped me. You might cry, you might jump, you may dance, you may shout. I don't know about you. I'm excited about what God does. I mean, I don't know if you worship enough, maybe the heavenlies will just fall down. Then you can have heaven on earth and you can access those spiritual things. Every spiritual thing becomes yours. Maybe you've been looking for direction, clarity, mindset, forgiveness. When we worship God this morning, allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you this morning. Allow whatever you've been holding on to, let it go. Know that you've been accepted. Know that you've been chosen. Know that He loves you just where you're at. Amen?